This week on the podcast for New All Age Comic Books for the week of October 17, 2018, it's the end of an era. The very last episode of Simpsons Comics comes out. Science Comics, The Brain, Star Wars, Tales from Vader's Castle, and so much more. It's a busy week. Stay tuned.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and thanks for checking out the podcast this week. And if you're watching, hey, looking good out there. I can see you. Yeah, you can. This week is really a busy week. You know, sometimes you really can't sugarcoat it because some weeks are busy, 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 and there are lots of great comics, and you really have a hard time choosing what to talk about, what not to. Some weeks are a little skinnier. This week is one of those weeks where there's something for everybody. It's really quite amazing. So let's not waste any precious time in saying goodbye to an old friend who is 245 issues young in the comic book world, but on the television world, they're maybe 30 years old. That's right. Simpsons Comics. This comic book was on Bongo Comics, and it was kind of a precursor because last week, if you can tune into this, SpongeBob Comics stopped production last month also with this month's episode, this month's issue, that we're speaking specifically for the comic book world. They both shut down. They both had the same publisher, Bongo Comics and Plankton, United Plankton Pictures. They're taking a break. It's very odd. They say they're taking an extended break. So one can hope that that means that they're going to produce some original graphic novels in the near future, kind of like Plants vs. Zombies did a couple years ago when the ongoing monthly comic that was fabulous from Paul Tobin shut down on Dark Horse. They stopped, but they still produce new original graphic novels, and I hope that Simpsons and SpongeBob do the same thing. But this issue, this whole series is fabulous. You could pick up any issue of Simpsons Comics in their 245-issue run. And fabulous stuff. Pick it up this week. Go quickly because you will not find many of these. Case in point, we tried to buy SpongeBob last week, and it sold out very quickly. We couldn't get one. Simpsons Comics, issue 245. It's out this week. Get it, and this is proof we can't have new things. Can't have good things, rather. Bummer, but it was a great series, and pick up any of these. You'll love them. This book is fabulous. Now, who likes Star Wars? Raise your hand. Okay, I do. It ebbs and flows, my interest, kind of with the movies. I'm not a fair-weather fan. This series is it's one of the reasons why all-age comics exist. It's really great. It's like Spidey comics back in the day, where you read it and it's just nothing but pure fun. I mean, if you're an 8-year-old kid, boy or girl, you can read this and just go, wow, I'm part of this. It's part of the IDW publishing house, and they've got something monthly called Star Wars Adventures. This is kind of a spooky offshoot. It's Star Wars Tales from Vader's Castle. This is a weekly miniseries that's happening in October this year only. So it's 5 issues, and this is issue 2 of 5, and it's Star Wars, and it's the characters that you know from Star Wars, but they're given kind of a spooky tilt. So it's really refreshing, because you know the characters, but they're just a little bit spookier and slightly different, and it is awesome, and it's pretty affordable, too. It's only $3.99 for a great little mini-series, so you can jump in on issue number 2, and say, this is great, let me find issue number 1. Or if you're one of those graphic novel people or trade paperback people, just pick up all 5 issues when they're collected in late November. But if you want to get the whole full spectral Halloween vibe, pick up issue 2 this week. It's Star Wars Tales from Vader's Castle, issue 2 of 5. It's out this week. This series we love. We talk about this this imprint of books whenever we get one, because they're so stinking fabulous every time. And you hate to say, well, no publisher is great every single book. But this publisher is pretty darn close. It's First Second Books. And this specific series of books is awesome. For kids of a certain mindset. I don't mean like the smart kids or the whatever kids. You just have to be willing to read to learn. Despite the fact that there are some brilliant illustrations in these books. In this one, it's Science Comics, The Brain, The Ultimate thinking machine. This is great. It's 128 pages. It's going to be great for upper elementary school through any age. I love these books. It's great because it makes the very complex. It makes subjects that are, I can't even wrap my head around. It makes them digestible to anybody who's in upper elementary school and older. And the illustrations are great because it's straight up graphic novel. It really is. Case in point, last week I was at a resort where there were dozens and dozens of kids, and many of which go to our son's elementary school. And I was reading this, and one of these little wiseacre kids comes up to me and he says, "Oh, you're reading a comic book, mister." And I was like, "No, kid, I'm reading a graphic novel, and it's about the brain. Do you want me to read it to you?" And he didn't get the humor. But his dad, who was there, laughed at me, and he said, "You're reading a graphic novel about the brain? Let me see that." So I told him about this imprint from First Second, and he was like, "This is really cool." So I said, "Yeah, they've got one about dogs, DNA, cats, the solar system, you name it." And they're all really good. That's the point. So if you have an upper elementary school kid up who likes science, they just have to dig science, because even though these are graphic novels, you have to read it. The illustrations are great, but it's not look at the illustrations and suddenly you intune the knowledge. These are great graphic novels. They really are. Any of them. The Brain is out this week, and it's fabulous. You can tell by how enthusiastic I am in my voice. Cucumber Quest. This also is from First Second, just kind of a happy coincidence. It's not a series that we're that passionate about, but here is what is neat about it. It's from DGGG. Say that three times fast. DGGG. And this is the fourth issue, the fourth graphic novel in the Cucumber Quest graphic novel series. What is surprising about this is how much our 9-year-old boy liked it, because it's got a very soft touch, the Cucumber Quest graphic novel series does. Very soft. And he likes it. So I was like, wow, dig it, man. I'm really happy that he likes it. So that's proof to say that, you know what, don't judge a book by its cover. And you hate to say that's so cliche-ish, but don't judge a book by a cover, by its cover, because this is good. It's good, soft, Middle Earth stuff, and that's a good way to put that, because it's about a foreign land where the people have to maneuver all sorts of different realms. They're kind of candy realms. There are no unicorns. It's not that soft, but it's in that same vein. There's still some action. There's some knighthood and some other stuff. So it's gonna skew slightly more for girls than boys, but the action and the level and the reading level is gonna be such that if you have an elementary school kid who is in second grade or up, they will dig it and they'll be able to read some of the sight words. And that's part of the game with these graphic novels and some of these comic books, is that you wanna hook the kids in early. And there was a great meme I saw on Facebook or Twitter or something the other day. It may have even been in the legitimate news. It was about the whole graphic novel and comic book reading versus actual reading for the reading purists. And it was basically saying, you know what? Read what you want to read, because that will hook you into things that you may not want to read later. Read for the love and the joy of reading. Regardless of what it is, if it's if it's Cucumber Quest, your parents say, it's not a real book. Parents, it's a real book. Lighten up. Really? Come on. You're gonna kvetch about your kid reading comic books? Surely you've got better things to do. They're reading. So check out Cucumber Quest. I think you'll like it if you're in second grade or up. Even some first graders, you may dig it. It's book number 4, volume 4, The Flower Kingdom. It is out. Now, if you're a reader who likes a slightly older bit more of an advanced book with more action, check out this one. It's from Flash. It's The Flash, Tornado Twins. It's from Abrams Books. And this is book 3 from Flash. Now, Abrams has been doing some cool things where they've been producing books from some comic book properties. Like, they put out the Backstagers book, which was great, which we liked better than the comic book. They put out the Lumberjanes books, which are as good as the comic book. And this is also a good little touch. If you like Flash, and if you've seen the show, this is a little bit softer than the show, because you know that the show may have some action elements or may have some thematic elements that you parents may not be down with. I can appreciate that, but this book is going to be great for those kids in upper elementary school through middle school. It's The Flash, The Tornado Twins. It's an all new book, all new adventure. It's all written, It's about 95% written. So maybe there are some pictures in this book. For the most part, it's all book. So for you book purists who want your kids to read, check this out. It's The Flash, The Tornado Twins, and it's from Abrams Books. It retails for $14. However, if you go through some of the links, I'm confident you can buy it for around $9. That's the word on the street. Zits. When we subscribed to the newspaper, this was one of our favorite strips, cartoon strips. Man, hilarious. It's from Jim Borgman, Jerry Scott. There's a new Zits collection, Dance Like Everybody's Watching. And this is hilarious. This is kind of, it's 17, 16 year old. He's 16. 16, he can drive now. He's got girlfriends. Jeremy Duncan, high school freshman, so he's got the high school drama. It's hilarious. What's great about this series is it's fabulous for high school kids who are kind of in on the joke that Jeremy is living their life and they can laugh at him and laugh with him, and parents will like it because they can empathize with what the parents are going through, and it's close enough to the heart to where they can say, I was like that when I was a kid. Dig that, man. It's a Dance Like Everybody's Watching, Zits. This is a collected trade paperback that I believe retails for $19. But again, buy it through some of the links, and you can buy it for a little less. This series, if you have younger children and are a bit more of a parent with younger children, check this out. Do you like this this comic strip, Adult Time? We casually read it online. Now that we can see it in a collected form, it is hilarious because it nails the intricacies of having a kid in elementary school so precisely that it's kind of eerie, because you know those little quirks or those eccentricities that elementary schools throw at you, like you can't eat lunch with the kids for the first 14 weeks during the school year, or these other rogue testing things, or pickup must be done by this line and this one and wear this color. This book nails it. It has a way of embracing that culture while making fun of it. And kids will dig it too, because there are three siblings in it. So for example, our 9-year-old, he can read this. He can read everything in it, but he's not really going to think a lot of it's funny, because some of the humor is just a little above his level. But it's hilarious. I laugh out loud. My wife loves it, and it is hilarious stuff. This retails again for $19. Buy it through some links. And it's hilarious. It's from Andrews McMeel. And this publisher, they've got three great books out this week. The third one is this. This is one of our top three favorite comic strips all time, Mooch. It's from Patrick McDonnell. It's the cat and dog-centric comic strip. Man, I used to work in the animal humane industry. And he's a stand-up guy, because he does a lot of charity work for book festivals, and he also reaches out to many animal shelters. When I was working at a shelter, he was very kind to, he appeared once at a book signing near the area, and he signed some stuff for us, and just a stand-up guy, really class act. And it's a hilarious strip. It's hilarious, it's heartfelt, and you don't need to be a cat or a dog person to really get it, but it does help. I mean, if you're not a cat or a dog person at all, you may not like it, but we're a cat and a dog person, so wow, this is really a beautiful strip. It's funny, it's sweet, and it is like nothing else. Patrick McDonald, it's a new collection. You Have Those Wild Eyes Again, Mooch. Oh, beautiful stuff. Coincidentally, retails for $19. Buy it through some links. You can probably buy it for $16. We love this series also. This is book number 8 in this series by Nathan Hale. And this is a book that's squarely for middle school and up. Partially because of the content. It's not adult content. It's just content that younger folks, you young folks, that you're not going to be hip to because you're not studying it. Because it's a series all about The Revolutionary War. And this one is book number 8, Nathan Tales, Hazardous Tales, Lafayette. Lafayette. Ah, beautiful stuff. Check out some of the art in this if you haven't seen it. It's smaller and it's detailed, so it's beautiful. So that's why it's saying, you know what? It's not for younger kids because it's such a book that you kind of have to follow along, even though it's a graphic novel. This is also from Amulet Books. Abrams Kids. Are you seeing a thing, kind of a theme? Some publishers just do bang-up work. And Abrams, specifically the Amulet imprint, a lot of the stuff they put out is really great. They put out a nice Simpsons book a while ago that is back on the right-hand corner. Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales. This is book 8 in the series. Middle school and up, especially you history buffs out there, and even you history buff moms and dads. Check this out. Boom, check it through some of the links. You can buy it for $10. Yeah. Now I'm speaking your price point. There we go. This week also sees 2 nice releases from one of the best movies ever made. It's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Did you know there's a chess set for the 25th anniversary of Nightmare Before Christmas? It's expensive. It retails for $70. But it's also beautiful, and we would love to have one in case anybody is listening or watching from the company and says, you know what? I heard that Daddy Mojo likes to play chess, and we do, and our 9-year-old can play, and he can whip our bottoms in it. But this is a beautiful set. Really is a Monopoly version of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Came out a couple of weeks ago. They've got this one, a chess set. Literally, The Nightmare Before Christmas could issue an Easter-themed product, and we would probably be behind it and say, let's buy it. It's fabulous. That's how great the movie is. Also this week is this, Matthew Reinhardt. Are you familiar with his work? He is a pop-up book artist. And you think pop-up books are lame? No, you have not seen Matthew Reinhardt's books. We have a couple of his dinosaur books that we purchased about 9 years ago, before we had kids. We didn't know we would have kids. We just saw these books, and we fell in love with them because of the intricacies of the pop-up art. You open it, and it's like another world opens up in front of you. There's so much detail. That's the way Matthew Reinhardt does it. He's got a couple Lego books, a Star Wars book, a couple dinosaur books, and this week has Matthew Reinhardt doing Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Ooh. It's from Disney Press. Beautiful stuff. This is, again, it's on the pricier side because this is more a book of art. So check that out. Take it with a grain of salt. I don't even know the retail, but it's more than $40, I think. Do your research into it. But it's beautiful stuff. Not for kids. It's for you adults that love A Nightmare Before Christmas. Check out this pop-up book. What are you reading? Hashtag NCBD, if you're on Twitter. Hashtag DaddyMojo. Share with us what you're reading. And thank you for watching and listening.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.